Welcome to another edition of Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
We try to teach our officers to look beyond the traffic stop. So whatever the traffic violation might be, what else is going on? You know, is there a violator? Is that a felon? Is that somebody who's transporting drugs and narcotics? So that's a huge benefit. And then the third benefit from traffic enforcement, bad guys, they drive cars. They drive through town. And when they see the Parsons Police Department with our red and blue lights stopping cars and being active, that ends up being a form of crime prevention because they go, they seem to be out doing stuff. I don't want to get stopped. I'm going to go to another city or another county to do my nefarious activity. And so part of law enforcement is not just enforcement. It is deterrence and displacement. So if we can displace bad guys to other areas of the nation or the state, that works for us. Because our primary responsibility is Parsons and Labette County, trying to make that the safest haven in the state of Kansas.
What is the criteria for searching a vehicle? What kind of probable cause do you need if you suspect there might be some drugs involved?
It's almost a cornucopia of different things that an officer looks for. Is there the smell of marijuana? You know, what is the body language of the individual? Are they impaired? Is there anything in plain view? Could there be, you know, packaging material that could be associated with narcotics? Is there green leafy material? There's no one set, and that's really what probable cause is. You have to tell your story so that a reasonable judge or jury would look at the totality of the circumstances and go, that's illegal. There's something wrong there. So that's really what we're looking for. We're looking beyond the normal average conversation that you have with the driver. There's also other indicators when we run somebody's driver's license. Is the license suspended? Is it current? What's their previous history? What's been the contact with the police department? Those are all things that we get in relative seconds after we make a contact. We also have emphasis at the Parsons Police Department, as do all of the area law enforcement agencies, but certainly anything that is a safety violation that could impact school children, which failing to stop for a school bus, that's pretty much an instant ticket. If you don't see the red flashing lights and the stop sign and you bust by a school bus, pretty much guarantee you're going to get a ticket. We're going to have a talk.
You've been listening to Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.